This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yeah, that McAfee, the guy that used to own the company, the antivirus company, and is like a super eccentric, hilarious guy that actually ran for the Libertarian Party's presidential nomination in 2016. That's the McAfee, the cryptocurrency advocate, who apparently now the federal government is trying to put him in a prison cell over his advocacy of cryptocurrency. We'll let McAfee speak for himself here in a moment from his boat in international waters as he has escaped the jurisdictional grasp, at least for now, of the United States federal government. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
But I know that we were talking about this ridiculous porn bill that has been filed in Arizona. Thankfully, only one sponsor. So none of the Arizona legislators besides its sponsor were willing to actually sign on to this. That suggests it is going to die a slow death. But it led to the discussion about this idea of taxing porn sites. They're doing it in the UK, by the way. I don't know if you heard about this, Johnson, but the UK has passed a porn passcode system thing where if you want to get on a porn site and you are in the UK, you have to go and purchase like a card that gives you access to put in a code to go into most of the major porn sites now, because many of these porn sites have actually voluntarily adopted. If you're in the UK as a porn site operator, you have to adopt it. But outside of the UK, obviously they can't force a company. If you're running a porn site in the US, the UK can't force you to adopt their – it's like an age verification system, basically. That's what the claim is. But you have to pay to access it. And if you are outside of the UK, what they'll do is they'll basically tell you, well, look, Johnson, you're running porn site, bigbustygirls.com or whatever in the US. If you want the UK's customers, and there's a fair amount of customers over in the UK, right? And porn sites are an international business. So do you want the UK customers? Because if you want them, then you would have to implement one of these age verification systems. And therefore, you become under sort of semi-control of the UK government at that point. So you've got the Australian government with a porn-blocking system nationwide. You've got China, which, of course, bans all pornography nationwide. And they've got, of course, the so-called Great Wall Internet block there. And now proposal in Arizona that all computer devices be sold with essentially a block list and software on it that could be unlocked by paying essentially a tax to the Arizona state. It's a scary concept, and it led to the sort of a larger discussion about porn on the Internet. And you, during the news break there, were doing a little bit of research on Pornhub?
Yeah, so they do this thing called the State of the Union every so often where they do
the state of their company, basically.
Well,
right?
Yeah, but not really. They're talking about the state of the United States.
Oh, okay.
In terms of porn and what happens on their website. And so because they have access to a massive amount of data, right? So they are
a
data
huge
company.
Site. You were telling me
147 gigabytes per second
of data transferred.
Yeah.
That's
so massive. So massive. Such a massive amount of data. It's, I think it was like 540-something petabytes of data transferred every year or something.
Isn't it the number three website or like in the top five, basically, in the United States? Pornhub is massive.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. I mean, it's just so they do. I mean, they do this sort of like end of a year in review thing, and I was looking for that to see kind of what information that I would gain. You know, if I could get that state thing, but apparently the thing that they do with the states is a separate thing.
Okay.
So that's I guess like a mid. You know, they do it around the time that the actual state happens. So
it's coming up, right?
Yeah, I think so. So maybe they'll do their. They'll do their thing when they do that, the State of the Union, and we'll find out more exact information. But I did bring up the 2017 information just because. And I will say, I'm sorry, 529,000 gigabytes per hour. They do 12.7 million gigabytes of data per day. You know, just
12.7 million gigabytes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incredible.
Unbelievable amount of information. So I was looking up the you know, because I wanted to specifically find out about Arizona. So like most of the United States, apparently lesbian is the most popular search term.
Okay.
With the exception of Alaska, where hentai is the most popular, and Asian is the most popular in Hawaii.
Okay.
And there are a few handful of states where MILF is the most popular.
Including New Hampshire, apparently.
Including New Hampshire. And then, what is that? What state is that? Delaware? Maryland? Maryland. Ebony.
Yeah.
Is the most popular there. And then, you know, they have a thing about which stars are the most popular, and apparently Riley Reid in Arizona. And then gaining searches is cheerleader.
For Arizona?
For Arizona, yeah. You know, there's some other gaining searches that are odd. yeah,
some of them shouldn't say.
I'm not going to go ahead. But hentai is also the...
Out west.
The when related terms searched more often when compared to other states. So
wait, relative terms.
Yeah, relative terms searched more often when you compare that state to another state.
Okay.
So hentai would be, you know, relatively popular in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And giantess is relatively popular in New Hampshire.
Apparently, I have never even heard that term before.
Like women. Attack of the... What is that?
Amazon's.
Attack of the 50-Foot Woman?
Yeah.
That movie from, you know, a long time ago. I don't know. But,
Well, there's also some, like, really B-movies with Amazon women in the title as well.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So...
All right, so there you go. Hentai. Yeah.
Apparently, also...
Lesbian.
They have average time spent
cheerleader,
which is kind of interesting. You know, like, how long people...
Per state?
Yeah, per state. So, like, average time spent on the site. So, I guess in
Mississippi. The number one.
They're spending a lot of time in Mississippi.
Well, isn't Mississippi one of the poorer states? So, you know, they're sitting around watching porn. Yeah. I guess.
To do. I don't know. But, yeah. So there's lots of interesting information there for the Pornhub.
Where did this Bowsette thing come in? Because you were reading something out loud, and you mentioned Bowsette
as
a most search term somewhere.
There's these, like, unique searches that are happening. That they're, like, right at this Pornhub Insights is, like, their blog of, like, interesting trends, I guess.
Yeah, sort of analyzing their own site data.
So, for example, they had, like, a Halloween Insights that they did, where they put out insights around Halloween. They have apparently Red Dead Redemption 2 insights, because that's leaking its way into porn. So people are, you know...
Fan porn, basically.
Cowboy searches and Red Dead searches,
yeah.
And, like, all sorts of different related, since the game has come out, porn-related searches. I guess gaming has a large impact on porn, because they have...
Sure.
Red Dead Redemption, they've got Fortnite, and then they've got this Bowser and
Bowsette
thing, which are, you know, video games.
And so this was specifically during the Halloween season that they're referring to?
No, this is just different articles. So, like, they have a Halloween Insights, but the rest
of an article about Bowsette on their blog, is what
you're
saying?
Yes, there is. Okay. Bowser and Bowsette is an article on their blog. They've got another one about... like, in regards to the Apple special event. So when Apple was, like, releasing its new stuff, and they were talking about how the traffic is affected on their website,
mm-hmm.
you know, when they have all sorts of stuff about, like, how the Super Bowl affects creates a dip in traffic on Pornhub.
Because people actually are doing something else besides
like
watching
the State
porn.
Of the Union, or, like, some other, like, speeches, or, you know, big, you know, like, NBA playoffs. That kind of stuff affects the traffic. It just makes, you know, a dip in traffic. So, you know, just interesting stuff. But, I mean, they have stuff about, like, Star Wars insights on May the 4th that they published an article, you know, about fetishes.
Is that when Solo came out last year?
I guess, maybe.
I think it came out in May.
Yeah, maybe. They've got a thing about sneaker fetish is apparently some upcoming thing that's happening now.
Sneakers, like, that you put on
sneakers,
your feet?
Like Chuck Taylor's, like, different types of sneakers apparently is becoming a fetish now.
I know that there are people with foot fetishes, so it would make sense that they would
have a
sneaker fetish.
People have a fetish for everything, so, you know, it's just Rule 34,
strange.
Man.
Indeed. I was looking up Bowsette. Apparently, the artist, she's not an actual Nintendo character. She is a fan-made character.
Sure.
And so a lot of the video games, you mentioned video games and porn crossovers, a lot of these gamers are obviously porn consumers, and many of them
obviously
talented artists as well. So, of course, you get the fan porn, basically, right? Where, you know, people want to have the Simpsons, you know, porn and the...
When fanfic isn't good enough.
Yeah, you fill in the blank, whatever, the, you know, you name the cartoon, there's probably some porn porn of it. Again, Rule 34, which says basically that if you can think of it, there's porn of it. Is that what Rule 34
says?
Something
like that, yeah.
All right, so we got more on the way here. John McAfee. A man who is certainly no stranger to strange sexual behavior, but he is now on the run, and we've got one of his statements from his boat in international waters coming up.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free to join us on the radio. Our number is is 855-453. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Smart Cash. It's a peer-to-peer digital currency. It's fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. But they are one of the newer cryptocurrencies out there, and there's some pretty cool things about Smart Cash that makes it different from the rest of the competition. And there is a lot of competition in the world of crypto. In Smart Cash, anybody who's got Smart in a Smart Cash official wallet, because you can have Smart Cash in like Edge Wallet or Coinomi, but you don't have the voting ability within those wallets. If you're using the official Smart Cash wallet, you can actually vote on the proposals being made to the Smart Cash community. Unlike some other cryptos where you have to be incredibly wealthy to be able to have a voting potential, in Smart, if you've got one Smart, you've got one vote. So if you've got more than one Smart, you've got more than one vote. You can go to smartcash.cc to learn more about Smart Cash, and you can also earn Smart Rewards, which encourages holding of Smart, because they reward you for actually hanging on to it. If you've got at least 1,000 Smart, and that's not hard to get right now, it's, last I looked, less than $20 for 1,000 Smart. You hold on to it in a Smart wallet, and you hold it for at least a month's time frame. There's a certain time range where you have to do it, but if it's held into that wallet, with at least 1,000 Smart for 1 month, and you don't make any outgoing transactions in that time, you will receive Smart Rewards. Learn more about Smart Cash over at smartcash.cc. It's a nice-looking website with lots of good information. smartcash.cc. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. We've got Larry in Indianapolis. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, I call about the Tamika Mallard. You mentioned porn, right?
Yeah.
That is, what they're gonna do with porn is they're gonna tax porn. They're gonna make people pay $20 a month to watch porn, and I bet you they get enough money to build a wall off of that. So, hey.
That's what actually we were talking about earlier, Larry, was
right,
the proposal in Arizona. But
yeah,
it may
Arizona.
Be something that somebody proposes nationwide. I mean, bad ideas usually start at the state level, and then they can spread from there.
That's what I know, but you know that you're going to, have that in about 2 or 3 years because states and the United States are so strapped for cash, so they say that they're certainly going to do that. And you see all the people out here. We have an anonymous porn site. You can go there. All you got to do is pay your $20 a month, watch all the porn you want to watch at first, but then it's going to go up incrementally. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Tamika Mallard, you know who I'm talking about.
No, I've never heard that name. Johnson?
She's the head of the so-called Women's March, right?
Was this the one that happened when Trump got inaugurated,
yeah,
that march?
Yeah, some color gal.
Okay.
I mean, she looks like a stone washed-up crackhead. She was on fire. She just looks, you see, Google her, you'll see what I'm talking about. But, you know, I'm sick and tired of these desperate colored people coming out like they speak for the whole black race. This chick is doing nothing but trying to put money in her pocket. She has some white girl hairdo with the weave and everything. She was on firing line. The commentator ripped it to shreds. I mean, this woman is
ignorant.
I don't know.
She looks pretty
foxy
to me, dude. She doesn't look like
She looks like a washed-up crackhead to me when you really look at her. But the thing about it is, I think her and people like Al Sharpton and Louis Farrakhan have done nothing but suck off the oppression of black people their whole careers, and somebody needs to put them on Front Street because that's all they've done.
I think you're right about that. I mean, they're definitely, those are people who have made their careers off of pandering to people.
Off of sucking off misery. But the thing about it is, Tamika Mallory and the other girl, I've seen her on firing line too, the big fat gal from Georgia. What's her name? The one that ran
You
for
think
governor.
Tamika Mallory looks like a crackhead?
She looks like a washed-up crackhead.
I don't know. She looks pretty healthy in these pictures here.
I've seen her on firing line, and they gave close-up pictures of her with DVD. So the HD or whatever. And then you get this one Abrams girl. She looks like a big fat ass too. She's Marvin O'Neill.
Right, well, I don't think that we need to have you sit here and insult people in the way they look.
She is. And you take a look at her, you'll see what I mean.
I think we need to maybe focus on what people's ideas are things that they say.
Well, her ideas were nothing because she was totally unqualified. Just like this Tamika Mallard, they're getting her out of there. because she's a fool, and she got her 15 minutes of fame.
Speaking of stupid ideas, Johnson, wasn't there the headline about Ocasio-Cortez claiming that the world's going to end in 12 years from now?
It's 12 years. Hey, people, what's going on, man? Y'all been out here a long time, right? Mark and Ian?
Mark's
You've
not
been
here,
out here Mark, is it Mark and Ian
Johnson.
In there?
Ian and Johnson.
Johnson
and
Ian.
Ian and John. Now, I know, Ian, you've been out here at least for 15 years.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen things so bad that the people are so evil about the president that they're like divorced women? They'll hightail it off with anybody that talk dirty about their ex. And it's just more and more pervasive. They'll do it. And then you look at here locally, every time somebody talks about Trump, like the one deal with the Indian guys, he started the thing, and the so-called black Israelites fermented that by giving the class people from the Catholic school Trump ads and go over there and try to suck off of it. I think that's a lot of problem with black people. They try to suck off of their people being oppressed and then take the money and run.
And by that you mean like a tick, like sucking blood. Yeah. Thank you for the call tonight, Larry. I appreciate the imagery.
The color commentary.
Toll-free number here, 850. Are you saying something about Larry?
I just...
are you presuming?
the commentary about colored folk, just to me, like, when are you calling from? What year?
Well, for those that don't know, Larry actually is a black
it's
guy.
It's still a weird term to use, even if you're a black person.
He's older. He's an older guy, though.
Yeah, well, like, that's why I'm asking when you're calling from.
Right.
Because, you know...
My grandmother used to call, or still, I mean, technically would, if she's kind of got dementia now, but she used to use the term colored.
Yeah.
She's now, like, 90.
I mean, I guess, you know, whatever. Yeah. Whatever floats your
whatever
boat.
Whatever floats your
you
boat.
Get, you know.
All right, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I'm not familiar with Tamika Mallory, but I suspect if she was the person who organized the Women's March, she's probably a rabid feminist, and her ideas are probably pretty terrible. I don't think she looks like a crack addict, unless she's recently gotten into crack and all these pictures are older than, you know, recent or something like that. But
I'm going to imagine that guy, though, has no problem with, the way Candace Owens looks or acts.
Who's that?
That's the conservative red pill black.
Oh, a black woman conservative.
Conservative.
I see.
So I'm guessing that there's probably no problem with her. Yeah.
Let's go to David in Albuquerque. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I want to go one level deeper on the anatomy of this cover up. It's rather amusing.
What cover up?
The cover up of the question is who is paying for my court appointed attorney that's required by statute, and I can't. I know who's supposed to be paying for it because it says so right in the statute. And
the opposing side who brought a case against you is supposed to pay for the attorney?
Right, yeah.
All right, stand by. We'll let you tell the rest of the story here in a moment. David is embroiled in courtroom drama. Your calls and thoughts are certainly welcome. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, John McAfee on the run. He is on a ship in international waters and has been posting videos to his Twitter account this afternoon about the federal government targeting him. Why? Well, we'll let him speak for himself coming up here in just a moment. Ian and Johnson tonight. The number is 855-450. Free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DRMILLERSClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DRMILLERSClinic.com.
A doctor's office visit for erectile dysfunction on my smartphone? That's crazy.
No, that's thebestedpill.com. ED can affect 40% of men by age 40. Now there's a 95% less expensive option than Viagra. After a live confidential video consult with a fully licensed doctor, we ship medicines fast, free, and direct in discreet packaging. Read thousands of five-star reviews. Click thebestedpill.com. That's thebestedpill.com. The online doctor's office.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate is expected to vote Thursday on two packages on the partial government shutdown. The first will be President Trump's proposal that includes $5.7 billion for border security. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
The president's proposal is one-sided, harshly partisan, and was made in bad faith.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says,
to reject this proposal, Democrats would have to prioritize political combat with the president ahead of federal workers.
The second vote will be on a House-passed plan to temporarily reopen the government through February 8th. The head of the FBI Agents Association, Tom O'Connor, says FBI agents are not being paid.
The failure to fund the FBI is making it more difficult for us to do our jobs to protect the people of our country from criminals and terrorists.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Coming up, the statement, one of them, or actually maybe we'll play two of them. Because he's been posting videos this evening or this afternoon from his boat, John McAfee, out in international waters as he has made an escape from the United States, all the while saying he's going to continue his presidential campaign in exile. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And don't forget about AnyPay. If you're interested in accepting cryptocurrency at the point of sale at your business, if you've got a real-life business with, you know, customers and a cashier, you can accept Bitcoin and Dash and other cryptos right there at your point of checkout. Go to anypay.global to get started. The sign-up process is as easy as it could be. Username and password. And that's it. You're in. There's no application fee. There's no paperwork. There's no approval. There's no bureaucracy. There's no government involved. It's just you create an account. You put the app on your tablet. You put your cryptocurrency addresses into the back end. And that's it. You're accepting crypto at your point of sale. We're talking about a minutes-long process. This does not take a long time to get set up. Unlike credit cards with merchant accounts, that takes days, if not weeks, to get set up. This is so much easier. Go to anypay.global to get started immediately. That's anypay.global. Let's go back to David in Albuquerque. You're calling because you're involved in a child custody or a civil case of some sort where the person, according to New Mexico law, who brings the case has to provide the payment for your attorney, but you discovered that that person isn't being paid for by the file or the claimant, that it's actually taxpayers who are paying for the attorney?
Yeah, and it's only two sentences, and so you can to answer your question, let me just read this to you because it's very telling. It's New Mexico Statute 32A516E. So paragraph E, sentence one, and sentence two is the more important. Sentence one, the court shall, upon request, and I requested, appoint counsel for an indigent parent who is unable to obtain counsel, or if, in the court's discretion, appointment of counsel for an indigent parent is required in the interest of justice, period. Okay, here's the part that is important. Payment for the appointed counsel shall, not may, shall be made by the petitioner pursuant to the rate determined by the Supreme Court of New Mexico for court-appointed attorneys, period. It says they must pay for it. The opposing party, the party bringing the case, the one that summoned me to court, shall pay for it. And there's no other provision for payment for that attorney. And I find out in no uncertain terms, years after initial appointment, that this attorney has not been being paid according to law by the petitioner, but has instead been being paid by the state, by the taxpayers all along. And so then that's the, when I told you before how the AOC, it's when I get to talk to AOC,
that stands for Administrative Office of Courts.
Yeah, not the other shit.
Ocasio-Cortez.
No, not her.
Or age of consent.
Yeah, you're right. I call up the children's court, the ones who appointed me the attorney, in this case Monica Rodriguez, because these are government workers and they need to be, names need to be named. Monica Rodriguez, the court administrator of the Second Judicial District Court Children's Division in Albuquerque. I asked her who is paying, and I asked her predecessor who is paying my attorney. And they said that the AOC was paying through from the court appointed attorney fund, the CAAF. And if I want to know anything about it, I should call them up. So I called them up.
Mm-hmm.
And, the entire office is all women. There's no men. And the general counsel is Selena Jones. And I spoke with her for an hour and the CAAF project runner is Sarah Jacobs.
We don't need the whole laundry list of names. Just the story is more relevant.
Okay. So anyway, so I call up there and they say unequivocally, your attorney is not being paid for by our court-appointed attorney fund because your attorney does not qualify to be paid for by that fund. Because it's not an abuse and neglect case, it's a private attempt by a step parent to push you out of the life of your children through a termination / adoption.
Okay, so if they're not paying for it, then who is?
Well, that's what I keep asking them. Remember, 2 years ago, they tried to get me arrested for continuing to ask them that question, and it didn't work out for them. But so as it was left 2 years ago, is I didn't get an answer, and now I'm bringing it back up around again, and I was directed once again to call up to the AOC, and I call them up, and they say that they don't know who is paying my attorney, and they presume that it is the petitioner because that's what the statute says, and that I should petition the court. I'm sorry, I should motion the court to get the petitioner to state on the record whether they have been paying for the attorney or not. And I keep telling the AOC, I tell them I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that they have not been paying attorney because the attorney that's being paid is telling me that she's been being, her paychecks are coming from the state. So unless there's some in the
but even if you can uncover and get evidence that the state is paying this attorney in violation of its own rules, there's really not much you can do about it, right? Because the state isn't going to enforce its rules on itself.
Actually, I can because I can take it to court. Whether I'm still determining that. I believe that it falls under the jurisdiction of both the state and the Fed. Because it says right here that the statute says that the petitioner has to pay for it, and the petitioner has not been paying for it. And,
right.
And
that puts you at a disadvantage because you've had to fight and pay, you know, or what, or you've had to fight all this time. And if this person had to pay out of their own pocket for your attorney, then that might have ended the conflict sooner. But my concern is, and David, thank you for the call tonight. And you know, I may be wrong about this, but my concern is that even when you can find the state violating its own rules, you still can't really hold them accountable in any meaningful way for it because there's no provision there that says, oh, well, and this is punishable. Because normally in like a criminal statute, it'll say if you have a bag of marijuana or you have X or whatever and you get caught with it, that's a misdemeanor. That's a felony. And it says right there in the statute what the potential penalty is for the thing that you've allegedly done. Here it just says the state has to do this thing. But it doesn't say that it's any kind of criminal act if they don't do it. It doesn't say that there's any way to actually hold them accountable or liable for it if they don't do it. What exactly would happen in this case? I mean, if the objection is the state has been paying for my attorney, not the actual plaintiff, not the complaining party, and it's been going on for years, what's supposed to happen then? Is this complaining party who's been benefiting from this all of a sudden supposed to cough up the $20,000 or however much the amount is to pay said attorney? All of a sudden, is that going to happen? Well, then I don't know exactly. Are you going to have to file a lawsuit to get the state to even consider this as a violation of its own rules? How does that even work? Do you then have to hire another attorney to file that suit? Because who can, you know, besides attorneys, who can really handle going to court and knowing all the rules of how to file suits and, you know, what paperwork to file and in what order? I mean, while I think David certainly sounds like he stumbled across some malfeasance, stumbled across some corruption here, it always seems like the worst thing or the best thing that you can possibly do in these circumstances is to publicize it, is to let people know, you know, go to the local newspaper or television station or radio station or whatever and try to let people know about this. But again, it's not going to be an issue that's going to get people riled up. It's hard to imagine. I mean, it's hard to get people riled up over cops shooting people in cold blood, let alone some funding of an attorney in a case that no one else is involved in and nobody cares about, with the exception of the direct family as far as, you know, the custody case, child custody case. Most people don't want to get involved in somebody else's child custody case. So I wish you the best with that, David, but I you know, it's hard to be optimistic about your chances. And it's also hard to be optimistic that John McAfee is going to be coming back into the United States anytime soon, with apparently the federal government indicting him on cryptocurrency-related charges.
Really?
Quote, I am being charged with using cryptocurrencies, or cuttencies as he drunkenly mistypes it from his boat, in criminal acts against the U.S. government. More videos coming shortly. We will play this one for you. Coming up here in moments, John McAfee from his boat in international waters outside of a different country because he's left the U.S.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober over now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain. There's enough time for you if you want to jump in. My name is Ian.
And I am Johnson.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have for you on our website. They're all free, including the Twitch feed. You can go to twitch.lrn.fm, and you can follow our Twitch channel there. And not only watch Free Talk Live, but also Call to Freedom, which is our great afternoon drive show on LRN.FM, plus Questioning Authority with Vincent on the weekends on Saturday evenings. And every now and then some video game streams and more over at twitch.lrn.fm. So many different features at freetalklive.com. That's just one of them. So enjoy. All right, so here's what I mentioned at the very beginning of the show. And, in fact, I actually titled the show. We're starting to title shows now. Mark met with a consultant down in Florida, and the consultant says you ought to put not just the date in the title of the show, but, like, title the thing, one of the things you talked about.
Okay.
So, all right, I'll try that. But I feel kind of bad because, like, the last two nights I've put titles in that we haven't talked about the thing until much, much later in the show. So we don't open the show with that because it's very rare that we can actually stay.
That may or may not be a good thing.
Yeah, right? I don't know. But anyway.
Stay until the end.
But this is the big news here. John McAfee, update from his Twitter, which is at Official McAfee on Twitter. The McAfee 2020 campaign is, as of this day, in exile. I'm being charged with using cryptocurrencies in criminal acts against the U.S. government. More videos coming shortly. Stay tuned. So here is his statement, filmed, ironically, with American flags flying behind him from what appears to be the back of his boat.
January 22nd, 2019. For 2 years, I've been speaking at conferences around the world and writing and making videos about the fact that cryptocurrency will at some point come head-to-head with governments. Why? Because when privacy coins are widely used, governments will no longer be able to collect income taxes, meaning governments will have to shrink and find new means. And I've always said, this is a good thing. And I said, we will at some point be at war. We are today at war. I have not paid taxes for 8 years. I've made no secret of it.
John McAfee announcing that he considers the crypto community to be at war with the government now that the government has targeted him and pointing out privacy coins. He didn't name any names, but Monero, of course, is one of the big ones. Zcash, Zen, there are a variety of different privacy coins out there that are designed differently from Bitcoin. They're still similar to Bitcoin, but they're unlike Bitcoin, which has a public blockchain, which essentially is the public ledger that shows all the transactions that have ever happened on Bitcoin. These privacy coins, they've got I guess there's a blockchain, but it's somehow obscured. I don't know what all the technology is that does that. They, you know, there's terms like ring signatures and zero knowledge anonymity, but I'm not an engineer and I couldn't begin to explain it.
Right.
So, but you know, these sites or these coins like Monero are used on darknet websites for things like purchasing drugs. So presumably, if the darknet endorses the technology, it's probably pretty safe. And certainly, McAfee is a big fan of these things too. And he's saying if you're using these privacy coins, you're cutting the government out completely. They could look at your transactions on Bitcoin. Right. If they know what your address is, they can find your transactions. On the privacy networks, they're helpless.
Not filed returns. Every year I tell the IRS, I'm not filing a return. I have no intention of doing so. Come and find me. Not illegal. Today, January 22nd, the IRS has convened a grand jury in the state of Tennessee to charge myself, my wife, Mrs. McAfee, four of my campaign workers with unspecified IRS crimes of a felonious nature. Now, they want to silence me. I will not allow that. I am running my campaign in exile on this boat for the duration. I will not allow them to imprison me and shut my voice down, which they will do immediately. Yep. Why? I am a flight risk. Obviously, I am in flight. I will be putting videos out every day. Today, many, to explain to you what has happened. Today, crypto community, we are at war. And I am on the front lines. And I'll be saying more later. Thank you.
John McAfee on his Twitter at Official McAfee, posting multiple videos today. The next one here, and there was one in between these two, but I don't want to play all of them because there's some repeating information in them.
Right.
So there's another one that's got him and some of his crew kind of sitting at a table, and he's sort of recapping what has happened. This one was posted, the third video that he's posted today. The truth, it's a headline here, "The Truth and Nothing But. What really is behind all of this?"
So what's actually happening here, people? Every so often, and very rarely, a clash of old and new cultures brought about by technology changes civilization. Cryptocurrencies is one of these technologies, and probably the most dramatic to have occurred in human history since the invention of fire.
That is a pretty big claim. Do you agree with it, Johnson?
Since fire?
Mm-hmm.
Not yet. Yeah,
you're saying crypto isn't quite there yet?
Yeah, no, it's not there yet. I mean, if it gets there, sure. If it doesn't get there, then, well, obviously not.
I think it has the potential, right?
Maybe.
So it can. The idea of taking the power of money out of the hands of governments and banks, which is where they've historically always been for generations, is a big idea, and that is a huge change, and it's something that we're only just beginning to experience the benefits of, because only a small portion of the population has any cryptocurrency, and of those who have it, only a small portion of them actually use it for anything, because a lot of people just hold on to it. So I think McAfee is, I think generally he's right that this is a world-changing technology. Whether or not it will actually change the world, beyond what it's already done, it has a lot of potential to, but it still remains to be seen. And certainly the governments are fighting against it, and that's what these prosecutions are.
Why? Because cryptocurrencies free the individual from the yoke of currency controlled by governments, which controls us and our lives.
Now, cryptocurrency is coming. It's out of the box. It's being used, and privacy coins are here. Governments see what's coming, and it terrorizes them.
Uh-huh.
Governments will not be able to collect taxes when everyone is using privacy coins for their currency. And it is happening now.
Yeah, and I got to say this, regardless of the privacy coins, which I think are a great technology and developing and they're important, but when you start talking to people about cryptocurrency, as we do a lot here, Johnson, in Keene, because we've got a lot of presence in real life at businesses, people just, you know, normal folks just going in and out of businesses are seeing the Bitcoin logo. They're seeing the Dash logos on the doors. They know that these things are real, that they know they exist, and they're there, and they're being used around them. They may not have tried it themselves, but they're at the very least aware that something is happening. And when you start talking to people, and maybe it's just New Hampshire. Maybe it's just because New Hampshire's got that live free or die mentality. Maybe this wouldn't happen in other states, but maybe it would. But the response, I've gotten a lot from people, and you may have seen some of this at some of the cryptocurrency meetings that we've had in the area. It's a lot of people like to ask the question, and they always do it kind of quietly, like, so I can, the government can't tax this. Like,
right.
This can avoid taxation. This can avoid the long arm of the government. I can keep my value and my wealth away from the government. And whether they're a business owner or just an individual, a lot of people up here, at least, are excited by that potential.
Right.
And they don't even know what Monero is. They don't,
right.
They don't even know what Zcash or any of these other anonymous cryptos are. Let me finish up with McAfee.
I'm on the forefront of this. I was the first to voice this ultimate reality, which is here upon us now. Governments will disappear as we know them. They will shrink on necessity because they will not be able to fund the excess that they are doing now. I warned of this. I'm on the stage constantly saying it's coming. And I also say it's a good thing. It brings us freedom. For the first time in human history within a government, freedom, financial freedom, which is the foundation of others. So I am being cut down as one of the tallest trees in this forest.
Yep.
As a warning to everyone else. And I'll be coming on later with others to explain what's going to be happening with my campaign.
All right. Johnson, they're going to cut down McAfee. Are you scared?
What, that they're going to cut down McAfee?
No, they're going to cut down McAfee. They can go after you. They can
sure,
go, they after,
can go after anybody.
Are you scared? You going to stop using crypto?
No.
No, me neither. McAfee's a hero, man, and he's doing his best.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with leaving the United States in that circumstance. I mean, he would be much less effective if he weren't on that boat right now doing this stuff. So we're going to keep our eyes on this case as it develops. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and and body extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.